This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Coronel, C-O-R-O-N-E-L, first name Amelia, A-M-L-I-A, date of birth April 24, 1965, the date of evaluation April 4th, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, 56-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right knee surgery. The HVI, the patient as noted, is a 56-year-old female who first injured the left knee approximately 6-7 years ago, period. She subsequently underwent left knee surgery approximately 2 years ago, period. In the interim, she had developed compensative injury to the right knee, period. She notes that her symptoms began approximately 3 months after her left knee surgery, period. The pain is sharp. It is worse with walking, period. She rates her right knee pain as 8-9/10, period. She states that the pain radiates to her hip and thighs, period. Pain has no additional modifying factors, period. Past medical history, 1, anxiety/depression, the next number, obesity, period. Past surgical history, left knee surgery, next number, hysterectomy, next number, C-section times 2, next number, cholecystectomy. Medications, Paxil 30 milligrams one daily, allergies, no known drug allergy, family history, a sister died of bony cancer, social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use, period. The review of systems, constitutional, she has weight loss and weakness. The neurologic, she has headaches. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure, 160/79, pulse 66, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 197.4 pounds. In general, she is a mildly obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam demonstrate moderate tenderness to palpation at the medial joint line, period. The impression, this is a 56-year-old female who was found to have an industrial injury to the right knee, period. She was felt to require right knee partial medial meniscectomy and chondroplasty, period. The patient is seen preoperatively, period. She has no history of hypertension, period. Blood pressure is noted to be moderately elevated, period. I have started her on amlodipine, 5 milligrams PO daily, period. The lab work is noted to be abnormal. On data reviews, she is found to have ECG with sinus rhythm of 58 beats per minute, period. There is T-wave abnormality noted in the inferior leads, period. White blood cell count hemoglobin 13.4, platelets 318, period, new line, sodium 142, potassium 3.9, chloride 106, bicarb 28, BUN 24, creatinine 0.62, glucose 180, hemoglobin A1C 6.9. The lab work is further significant for mild leukocytosis, period. She also has previously undiagnosed diabetes with hemoglobin A1C of 6.9 and glucose of 180, period. Her current values on her diabetes does not preclude forwarding mid surgery, period. However, she does require treatment of her diabetes, period. I will start her on metformin 500 milligrams BID, period. She should follow up with her primary care physician, period. As noted, she also has hypertension. I have started her on amlodipine. She may benefit from the addition of an ACE or ARB. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Amelia Coronel.